This is the first test of my robotics project.
Stop!
The seventh test.
This is Tadashi, my older brother.
33rd test.
Wait, stop!
This is the 84th test.
Hello, I am Baymax.
It works! Oh, this is amazing!
He wanted to help a lot of people. People keep saying Tadashi's not really gone. As long as we remember him.
Hello, I am Baymax. Tadashi programmed me to heal the sick and injured.
Hi everybody, this is Bina 007, back for another 10-minute spoiler-free movie review. And today I'm talking about the Academy Award-winning Best Animated Feature Film, Big Hero 6, which has been on global release for quite some time now. The movie is set in a kind of alternative reality mashup of San Francisco and Tokyo, and it's absolutely beautiful to look at. I just love the imagination of having a sort of Japanese-inspired twist on the Golden Gate Bridge and all the little cafes. The other thing that's really audacious about this film is that the heroes are scientists, and the film isn't afraid to use lots of scientific terminology. It never patronizes children by dumbing it down and just assumes that they'll be entranced maybe just by the sound of the words, the phraseology, and go along for the ride. The hero of the film is called Hiro, but the Japanese spelling, H-I-R-O, and he's a kind of genius kid of about 13 or 14. Who's a little bit going off the rails, but he's set right by his elder brother, Tadashi, who's also a great scientist and works on robotics. And Tadashi has created this lovely, gentle giant of a vinyl-coated sumo robot called Baymax, who's basically designed as a medical practitioner. He's going to scan you, try and fix you, and go back into his little box. And so the film is really about Hiro becoming friends with this robot, and it's a similar kind of feel to E.T. when the little kid becomes friend with the alien, and you know E.T. helps him go through his parents' divorce. You know, and in this case, the robot Baymax is helping Hiro go through grief, and I guess very relatable. Sadly, for many of us, the reaction that Hiro has is one of revenge and it's one of wanting to hurt. And the wonderful way in which this film deals with that and shows you about forgiveness and moving on and relying on friends and not being ashamed to cry is, it's really wonderful, but it's very deep. It's profound and difficult. And again, I'm really pleased to see this kind of material in a children's film. But it does mean that it's quite a tough watch. I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit it got a little dusty in the cinema once or twice when I was watching the film. And I do wonder how very small kids would take it, especially because a lot of the visuals and the fight scenes are quite intense. There's early on a car chase scene, which is really tremendous, but it's all at night. And of course, that makes it feel more intense and scary. And the depiction of the evil sort of villain of the piece wearing a kabuki mask is genuinely quite scary. I mean, I think, you know, in a way, it's almost as iconically scary as the Scream mask. So yeah, I think you need to be a little bit careful when taking really little kids to see this. To wit, I know that really the purpose of these movie reviews, hopefully, is to give people some advice. I did ask a school chum of mine called Janet, who's got a 10 and 7-year-old boy, to let me know what she thought of the film. And you can see her comments in full at the written review at bina007.com. But Matthew was very kind to share his thoughts. And to quote, he said he would recommend the film to anybody over the age of 8. And it's good for people who like science and technology, which I agree with. But then I'm not that into sci-tech and I just thought it was wonderful. And he did point out that he thinks younger children might be overly upset by the storyline. It's not a bad thing to cry in the cinema. And I think, you know, going to see a movie with your parents is quite a good way of exploring some of these real life issues. But, you know, for parents, if your kid's a little bit sensitive, you might want to wait for DVD and then just sort of check it out first. I suppose the only criticism one might make is that there is a tonal shift in the film. For the first half of it, it very much does seem like a buddy movie, like an Odd Couple comedy in a way. So it's very focused on the relationship between Hiro and Baymax the robot. However, as you get to the second half of the film and Tadashi's friends, his friends from university, start becoming key characters. It becomes a little bit more like an Avenger-style superhero movie. And, I mean, this is quite explicit because, you know, each of those people dons a little superhero suit and they're flying around with their special powers, although these are scientifically based powers. And that does change, I guess, the dynamic of the film. It's a film that's very self-conscious about superhero movies. In fact, it has a character called Fred who's hilarious. He's this sort of, you know, West Coast slacker who is just in love with all things superhero, and his, like, his bedroom is, like, full of little plastic figurines and movie posters and all that kind of stuff. So it's a movie that's in love with its genre, and it's clearly very cleverly setting itself up for a franchise, whether that's going to be a kids' TV series or another movie. So, yeah, you could kind of criticize it a little bit from going from this very sort of intense emotional chamber drama into something a little bit more conventional and, you know, classic Marvel Universe style. And I would note with interest that although this is being distributed by Walt Disney, this is actually a Marvel-made movie. But then again, you know, I love those characters. I love the team dynamic of the Big Hero 6. And, you know, I really want to see what they do next, whether it's a film or a TV show. So it's kind of hard for me to kind of beat the film up for that, because I think it just does what it does so well and so honestly. It's a movie that tells you we're making a kind of half E.T., half Avengers Origins movie. And we love those two films. And we love all the films that are like that. And here you go. This is our interpretation. But it still has enough originality, visual style, and enough bravery that I think you have to give it a lot of credit. And as for the adults, is this one of those Toy Story movies that you can watch and enjoy on a different level? I think so. I don't think you need to. I think this is a movie that has enough emotional impact that you can just watch it on its own terms and get a lot out of it as an adult. But there are definitely nods to things. So if you grew up in that era of Betamax players, and if you watch things like E.T. and all those early 80s kind of Japanese-inspired TV shows like The Transformers and even like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, there's a certain style to some of the fight scenes that's very reminiscent of that. Yeah, it just adds another layer of enjoyment for the adults. So if you've seen Big Hero 6, and I'm sure many of you have already, then feel free to leave a comment on the blog at bina007.com. And if not, thank you for listening. Big Hero 6 has a running time of 102 minutes and is rated PG. It's on global release.
That was amazing!
You gave me a heart attack!
Clear.
Stop, stop, stop!
It's just an expression!
What do you say, buddy?
Whee!
Okay, let's get you back in your luggage.